It's hard to learn to swim if you're not willing to risk getting in the water.
Dr. Tony Evans says impacting the world for God takes commitment.
Sticking your toe in won't do. You got to jump in and say, okay, God, you can have me for your purposes.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. When the doors of the elevator start to close, you either want to be all in or all out. Otherwise, nobody's going anywhere. Today, Dr. Evans explains why the same is true when it comes to carrying out our mission to impact the world for God. Let's join him.
Psalm 67 is a big picture psalm. It is the psalm that gives you and me the broader perspective on our lives right here, right now. Because it summarizes in seven verses the purposes of God for you and for me, but in the context of God's bigger purpose for himself. There are three movements in this psalm that I want to call your attention to and to call all of our response to. First of all, the purpose of God stated in this psalm is that all men everywhere would worship him. Notice over and over he says it in verse 3, let the people praise thee. Let the people praise thee. In verse 4, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Verse 5, let the people praise thee. O God, let all the people praise thee. God's big picture is that all nations would glorify him. So how is this to happen? Verse 2, that thy way may be known on the earth, thy salvation among all nations. The process for God accomplishing his purpose is the salvation and discipleship of people. That they may be saved, that they may know thy way. God wants all people everywhere to know about him. God's passion for the world is that men would be saved and that men would learn his ways. Salvation and discipleship, that is God's goal for the world, that those people who are saved and become disciples become part of the all people who worship him. If that is not the dominating purpose of your life, guess what? You are not yet living. You are existing. You are meandering day to day, program to program, problem to problem, issue to issue. You're not living. There are 6 billion people on planet Earth. Many of them do not know who Jesus Christ is. This world is passing away. God wants the whole world to be one big groupie. A groupie is somebody who likes to hang in the presence of a celebrity. That's a groupie. They like to hang out in the presence of their celebrity. God created the world to be made up of 6 billion people who are groupies, who want to hang out in his presence. And our job is to be involved in notifying them about this. We are so consumed with this world. If you can go to a concert to be entertained, nothing wrong with that. But you can't open up your mouth about Jesus. If you can talk about the Cowboys, nothing wrong with that. But sharing your faith to somebody who's getting ready to spend their eternity separated from God, or helping somebody grow in their faith, never is a mumbling word out of your mouth. That's because you love this world. You're not just in it, you love it. How do you know you love it? Because you date it. Now you have to be in the world. The Bible recognizes that. The Bible says use the world. Get the benefits of the world. That's not what I'm talking about. He is saying, but don't think that's your purpose. That is not your purpose. Your purpose is not a new car. It's not a new house. It's not a big job. That is not your purpose. That's a blessing while you do your purpose. But what we have done is made it the purpose. And so we live for the purpose. And that leads to a third movement. God's purpose is for the worship of the whole world. That's why he made the world, and that's what he wants, and he's God, and there is no other option. He saved you to be involved with that purpose through bringing others to salvation and others to growth. That's why you are still here, and that's why he's still waiting. But then he comes up with a term now. This is the term everybody wants to hear about being blessed. Everybody want to be blessed. Well, he says, okay, let's be blessed. Verse 1, God be gracious to us and bless us and cause your face to shine upon us. Bless me. Verse 6, the earth has yielded its produce. God, our God, blesses us. Now watch this. Verse 7, and God blesses us that all the ends of the earth may fear him. Oh, no, he didn't do that. Guess why God blesses you? He does not bless you simply for you. See, that's the problem with the prosperity theology. The problem is not being blessed. The problem is why does he bless? He blesses you and me for the same reason he blessed Abraham. He says he blessed him that he might be a blessing. So there is no qualm in the Bible about blessing. God blesses all through the Bible. But you got people running around saying, I've been blessed, or I want to be blessed, but you cannot make a connection between the blessing they want or the blessing they say they got to the eternal purposes of God. And when there is a disconnect from the blessing and the purpose, it won't be long before it becomes a curse. You heard it first right here. The moment there is a disconnect from what you want from God or what you have received from God and the mission of God in the world, it won't be long. Mark 8:35 says that unless you throw yourself away into the purposes of God, you will not be alive. He's not talking about you won't be able to physically move. He's talking about you won't see life. You won't experience life as it was meant to be lived. You are part of a covenant. Even with money, God says in Deuteronomy 8:18, he says, it is the Lord your God who giveth you the power to make wealth. And then he says that you might fulfill his covenant. Fulfilling his covenant. Not only are we not concerned about fulfilling God's covenant, we won't even give God the tithe. We won't even give him the minimum he requested, let alone doing something more. And yet we want God to bless. That's not a blessing. That's an insult. For you to give something to your child and that child won't share it with his brother, that's an insult. Like that child bought that. Like he put up his money to buy that. Absolutely not. What do you mean you won't share it and you ain't pay for a thing? Everybody wants to be blessed, but they only want to be blessed for them. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not wrong to enjoy your blessing. I'm not saying that. If God blesses you with a something or health or strength, whatever it happens to be, it's a blessing. So it should bless you, but it should not only bless only you. How many of you men watch the World Series? I say men, I'm sure there's some ladies too, but how many watch the Boston, New York series? That was something, wasn't it? They came back 3-0. Three games to nothing. New York was up. And Boston fought back to win the pennant. 4-3. The greatest comeback in baseball history. No team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit to win. One of the heroes of the series was Curt Schilling. Curt Schilling was pitching a game with an ankle out of whack, bleeding. He came back in the 6th game to win the game. And they asked him on the news. They said, "Kirk, where did you get the strength to do that? How did you fight back from that injury to pull this off, Kirk? How did you do it?" He said, "I'll tell you how I did it. It wasn't my strength. I was too weak. But my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, came and he empowered me to do what I was not able to do. So I want you to broadcast this, okay? Broadcast this. Jesus Christ gets all the glory." See, God doesn't mind blessing that, because he knows it's going to bounce back for his glory. And I like the fact he didn't say, "God, I want to thank God," so it's so generic, nobody knows what you're talking about. He says, "I want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, for intervening in my situation." So he was very specific, and he was not ashamed. He wasn't apologetic. And this is a baseball game. A game. See, that's when God is interested in blessing. Cities have food banks and blood banks. And those banks are not designed simply to hoard and to store. They're designed to help other people live. Right? You don't just go to a food bank and just store it so, "Oh, look how much food we got." No, that food is to help other folks other than the one who received the food to live. God saved you, and God blesses you that all may fear him, he says. That's salvation and discipleship. That all may recognize him to be the true God. If you are not involved in that, you are not blessed. You are cursed. You're cursed, not blessed. And I don't care how much you have. I don't care how much, I don't care how big, how many square feet you live in. I don't care how long the ride is. You are not blessed, and time will reveal that you are not blessed, because it's not connected with the purposes of God.
But connecting with the purposes of God requires a deliberate decision. And Dr. Evans will tell us more about that in a moment. Stay with us.
The Bible, from beginning to end, passage by passage, thoroughly explained in plain language by one of America's top theologians. That's what you get in the brand new Tony Evans Commentary. It's loaded with a lifetime of insights and illustrations that'll help you dig up every nugget of spiritual truth and put those new understandings to work. Whether you're a brand new believer or an experienced Bible teacher, you'll want to have this powerful new resource close by every time you study God's Word. The Tony Evans Commentary, available now at TonyEvans.org.
Tony spent an entire decade from concept to completion studying, preaching through, and writing thousands of handwritten notes to create this historic full Bible commentary. Contact us to request your copy today. Another resource you'll want to have with you during your quiet time with the Lord is Tony's devotional book called Life Under God. It's a full year's worth of daily reminders about what it means to make God's agenda your first priority in life. We'd like to send you a copy as our gift. All we ask is that you make a contribution toward Tony's work on radio and TV and with churches, pastors, and their families around the world. Along with it, we'll send you all 5 CDs in this current teaching series, Fulfilling Your Life's Mission, as an extra way to show our gratitude for your support. Visit TonyEvans.org today to make those arrangements, because this offer ends in just a few more days. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or reach out to our Resource Center for some in-person help at 1-800-800-3222. Well, now here's Tony once again with more of today's lesson.
Whenever God's people were moving in sync with his covenant, he blessed them. Whenever they moved away from his covenant, he either removed the blessing or he turned the blessing into a curse. So they had what they wanted. Remember they wanted quail? They say, we're tired of this, you know, we're tired of cornflakes, and we want meat, and we're complaining because we're not getting meat, and you're not giving us enough meat, and I'm tired of asking you for meat, and how come we're not getting meat? How come it's waiting for so long for me to get meat? God says, okay, you want meat? Meat you'll get. And the Bible says, and he said, quail, and more quail, and more quail, and more quail, and they were quailing all over the place. There was quail all over the place, and then the Bible says, so that the quail began to stink. And it says, and he gave them what they wanted, but sent leanness to their souls. So God will give you a new house. It just won't be a home. He'll let you get a new car, but you'll be using it to drive away from home rather than to come home. He'll let you get more money, and he'll let you be empty with a hole in your heart with it. Because the blessing was disconnected from his purpose. Conversely, when you get a man or a woman or a family who sees this and who embraces this, that we are followers of Jesus Christ publicly, not privately, we are public followers of Jesus Christ, and our goal is to win as many people to Christ and to help as many people develop spiritually as we possibly can, and we are looking at opportunities to do this. Formal opportunities through our church, through our ministries, informal opportunities through my life in an everyday fashion. When God sees that man, that woman, that home, that church, he'll bless it because he'll get something out of it. Bill Bright was a successful businessman. He came to faith in Jesus Christ. And he said, all I want to do is help other people come to know and find what I have come to know and find. He sold his candy factory and began a little ministry called Campus Crusade for Christ. Campus Crusade for Christ is now the largest Christian ministry in the world, with thousands and thousands of missionaries encircling the globe, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Started on a college campus, and now it's in the military, the NFL, it's all over the place where thousands of people. Why? Because he decided there's got to be more to life than making candy. Now, God is not telling every businessman to sell his business, but my point is, he was so open to God, he was willing to do whatever God asked him to do. Rick Warren, The Purpose-Driven Life, millions and millions of copies. Now, did he just go and buy a condo and say, let me chill? No, he created a foundation. And with this foundation, to work with churches, to do worldwide evangelism, worldwide discipleship. His wife took up the project of AIDS in Africa. In other words, he saw this as God's opportunity and calling in order to fulfill something bigger for the eternal purposes of God. Because God doesn't mind blessing stuff he gonna get something out of. Daniel. The Bible says in Daniel 1, Daniel made up in his mind that he was not going to adapt to the Babylonian world culture. He ain't gonna be like one of them. He's not gonna be like one of them. He says he made up in his mind. Now that may have meant he got fired. That could have meant in Babylon you got killed. But he says, I have made up in my mind, I am not one of them. I belong somewhere else. It says, when Daniel made up his mind, the next two words are, now God. Those are some powerful words when they show up after you made up your mind. God will never make up your mind. You must make up your mind. But when God sees you have a made up mind, it says, now God. God stepped in when Daniel made up his mind, and all of a sudden the Bible says, and Daniel grew in favor. He grew in favor on his job because he's working for the government. But God began to bless him on his job, and Daniel ascended. Daniel was a foreigner, but he came into the home crowd and he became the top of the line, so that the Bible says there was none in Babylon like Daniel. God rearranged things at the office. Because Daniel had made up his mind. And with a made up mind, God says, now I can bless that young man. I can help that young man's career. I can give that young man a promotion because he's not going to leave me behind when he climbs up the ladder. So that involves a decision. It's hard to learn to swim if you're not willing to risk getting in the water. And sticking your toe in won't do. You got to jump in. You got to jump in and say, okay, God, you can have me for your purposes. Then you can say, bless me. Because now he knows it's going to be connected with him and not disconnected from him.
A lot of people think that being all in and connected with God just means doing good deeds and showing up in church. But the Bible tells a very different story, that forgiveness and eternal life only come through a relationship with Jesus and complete all-in trust in his sacrifice on the cross. Tony has a short video that tells you more. Visit TonyEvans.org and follow the Jesus link to see it and download some free follow-up materials. Do it today. And when you do, don't forget to request your copy of his current series, Fulfilling Your Life's Mission. Remember, when you help us keep Tony's teaching on this station by making a contribution, we'll send you this 5-lesson set as our thank you gift, along with the devotional book I told you about earlier, Life Under God. This special double offer ends next Wednesday, so don't wait. Call 1-800-800-3222, where someone on our resource team is waiting to help you right now. That's 1-800-800-3222. Or drop by our website, TonyEvans.org, where you can sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional and check out our huge collection of resources, including the new Tony Evans Commentary and the Tony Evans Study Bible, coming soon. Then be sure to join us on Monday, when Dr. Evans will mention the story of Frankenstein and explain why, when we divert from God's purpose for our lives, we turn into the monsters. Right now, though, he's back with a final story to share.
I used to love the postseason years ago when there was a man who played in it named Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson was known as Mr. October. Because you knew when the postseason came and they were in the playoffs, Reggie was going to shine. Reggie would come up to the bat and you didn't even have to worry about it. Because you know the ball was going over somebody's fence. He was Mr. October. Reggie Jackson said on an interview, I live for the postseason. I live for the postseason. Because that's when I'm going to shine. In the pennant race, in the postseason play. But to get to the postseason, he had to get through the regular season. See, if you don't get through the regular season, you don't get to the postseason. But he would get through the regular season so he could shine in the postseason. He said, I always kept my eye on October. But my eye on October, which is where I'm going, affected my play during the regular season. Because I saw the postseason, I had to play in the regular season. God is looking for some Mr. and Mrs. Octobers. People with their eye on eternity who play the regular season in time because they're looking forward to postseason glory. Because they're looking forward to postseason glory, they're going to play the regular season so that they can shine when it's time for the glory. Are you living for the postseason? Or are you just living for game to game, day to day? There is no eternal perspective. Heaven has little concern for you. Then you're robbing yourself of heaven right now. Because God will only bless that which is eternally connected to him.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.